Okay, go ahead and find the meditation posture. Push the crown up towards the ceiling. And now start settling in. Now, as usual, we're going to start with a few deep breaths. A good inhale, super, super deep. And retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending out the exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And now one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel, and then feel the breath in the whole body all at once. And now exhale. Okay, good. Then also, before we get started, it might be helpful to have a pen and a piece of paper. You can maybe just take one or two little brief notes, especially a note as to which part it is that you choose to work on. Okay, so now look over your life. Look back over your life recently and identify a recurrent problematic behavior, some sort of, we'll call it symptom or behavior that causes you stress. So bring that to mind. And now it's just helpful to conceptualize these kind of behaviors or symptoms as parts. It's just helpful. It's no big deal. So go ahead and imagine this behavior as a part of you. Have this part sit across from you in a chair. Obviously, this is all imaginal work. And now, see if you can name this part. Okay. And now, like, take a look at this part. What would this part look like? What are the emotions that come up for this part? What are the worldviews that this part has? Okay, and now meld with the part. So kind of identify with the part, let it occupy you. And notice that this part, when it's activated, feels a very certain way, a very particular and identifiable way. It feels a very particular way in the body. Now, really feel into that. What does it feel like in the face and in the head? What does this part feel like in the neck, the throat? What does it feel like in the shoulders? What does it feel like in the chest? What does it feel like in the stomach? And notice how it has just a very clear kind of signature in the body. It's easy to recognize, actually. Okay. And now, what's it like when this part has taken you over? What's it like in the mind? What is the mind like? Notice how when you get into this mode, that kind of a very predictable sequence of thoughts and emotions arise in the mind. See that clearly. Yeah, also there's this kind of tightness in the mind and this there's a lack of seeing things from a broader perspective. Notice that. When I get into my mode, my mind feels a very particular way. It's kind of tight. And I don't see other aspects of life. Okay, now this is very interesting. When you get into your mode, certain outcomes happen. Like for example, let's look at other people. When you're in this mode, other people respond to you a very particular way. Now just see that, and that we're not judging ourselves or being harsh with ourselves. Just see that clearly. It's like, oh yeah, when I'm in this mode or in this part, other people respond a very particular way. See how this actually triggers other parts or other modes in others. It's kind of very interesting. Now, don't feel bad about any of this. We're just studying this. This is interesting. You're studying the mind. Okay. And now let's keep studying different aspects of life and the way that our modes affect different areas of life. So when we get into this mode or into this part, what does your work life look like? And just see all of this as a cause, like as just causal. It's like, oh yeah, I get into my mode, and then naturally these kind of, we'll call them symptoms or effects happen in my work life. He's out clearly. I get into my mode, and then my work life takes this type of shape. This is what my work life looks like. Now let's move on. What does your social life look like when you're into this mode? You get into this mode or this part, and then your social life looks very, it's very, very stereotyped, very repetitive. There's a certain way that you are socially when you're in your mode. Okay. And now let's move on to your personal exploration. So, exploring what is meaningful to you. What do your personal explorations look like when you've kind of been taken over by this part or by this mode? Okay. And now this next part is very, very important. Contemplate the benefits of this mode or this part. You would not get into this part. You would not express this if it did not have some benefit. Now take a minute and really map out what are the benefits of you getting into this mode. Like, very likely, this is somehow or another emotionally regulating for you. Go ahead and see that clearly. Yeah, now this is a related question. What is, so assume that for, assume that somehow or another you couldn't engage this part. What is the bad thing that would happen if you couldn't engage the mode or the part? Okay. And now have this part in front of you, and now you really occupy your best healthy self part. And now really listen and bring like a quality of attunement and attentiveness to this part. And now we're going to ask the part, what are you most worried about? What are you concerned about? What is most unfinished for you? And so now give this part voice to express what it's most worried about. Go ahead and do that now. Now really listen attentively. And stay with this part. Only listen to this part's business that is unfinished. Now, really listen, really hear this out. Now, one more time. So to this part, what is most unfinished? Give voice to what is most unfinished for this part. And now, have your healthy adult part respond to this part in just the right way. So go ahead and speak out what it is that this part needs to hear. Okay. And now also, so let's move on. So now come back into this part. Now fuse with the part. See the world through the part's eyes. And now ask yourself, when I am overtaken by this part, how do I view self, other, and world? How do I view self, other, and world? So this is the schema. This is the belief that underlies the mode and or the part and makes it either necessary or just an unintended consequence. And also, it'd be worth writing down this belief. So one more time, how do you, when you're occupying this mode, how do you view self, other, and world? You should write that down. And now one more time, see how, given that you, there's a part of you that views this, views self, other, and world this way. See one more time. It's so clear. Of course, I engage this part. Of course, I act out in this way. It makes perfect sense. Really see that. And now see that one more time. It makes perfect sense that I act out this way. I view the world this certain way, so of course I act out this way. Of course this part comes in and takes over. Really see that clearly. This is really important. Okay, good. Good. So now make a deep impression of this insight. And then one more time, kind of bring this quality of understanding and actually compassion towards both this part and your whole self. Okay, good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience.